In Lubbock, Texas, DEA agents and police are outside an apartment complex. They're covered head to toe using oxygen tanks to breathe.
First things first is agents and officer safety.
You would think these officers are about to come in contact with a deadly disease, but this is an alleged illegal drug lab.
We're going to get the bad guys and everyone's going home at night.
I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas, and this is America's fentanyl crisis. Inside the apartment, officers are searching for something so lethal and toxic that law enforcement can't afford to take any chances.
We're just securing everything right now.
Fentanyl, a synthetic opioid often mixed with heroin, but 50 times more powerful and leaving a deadly trail across the nation.
Us just being here next door.
One neighbor watches on, shaken by the danger nearly at his doorstep.
We could have been exposed.
Last year, deaths from opioids for the first time surpassed deaths by gunfire. And according to a new CDC study, fentanyl-related deaths have nearly doubled. The crisis is getting worse. I'm Pierre Thomas, ABC News. A synthetic painkiller 100 times more powerful than morphine has become the newest street drug. So what's the DEA doing to stop it from spreading?
We're forced to wear air packs and masks.
I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, and this is America's fentanyl crisis. Fentanyl is so toxic, the DEA recently sent out a warning to police around the country with this chilling story.
Grabbed the bag and I closed it up, forcing the air out of it so I get a good seal. And when I did that, a bunch of it poofed up into the air. Right into our face, and we ended up inhaling it.
I felt like my body was shutting down.
We suit up to get a sense of what the agents are going through.
Step into it. Keep wearing a pair of pants.
The suits are so difficult to maneuver in.
Deep breath.
Agents can only wear them for 15 minutes at a time.
This is not that fun, I can tell you.
But for agents on the front lines of the fentanyl epidemic, those safety precautions are a matter of life and death. I'm ABC's Pierre Thomas. It's the deadly drug that killed Prince last spring.
Person down, not breathing.
And it's sweeping the nation. I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, and this is America's fentanyl crisis. While fentanyl is killing thousands across the nation, New England is ground zero for the epidemic.
The baby coded.
In Massachusetts, a 10-month-old had to be revived two separate times on New Year's Eve after exposure to the drug. Jack Riley, who retired last month as DEA's deputy administrator, says he's never seen anything like it.
If anything can be likened to a weapon of mass destruction and what it does to a community, it's fentanyl.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, cheaper and easier to produce than heroin, making it a gold mine for the cartels.
People on the West Coast and Silicon Valley are working on the new iPhone. The Sinaloa cartel is working on the next product they're going to market to the addiction base in the United States.
It's like Russian roulette when it hits the streets. Fentanyl gets mixed in. People die. I'm Pierre Thomas, ABC News. 21-year-old Morgan Gilman got in her car and drove 3 hours to buy a supply of a drug more potent than heroin.
I was doing about 80 on the highway when I OD'd at the wheel.
I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, and this is America's fentanyl crisis. Morgan tells me after more than a year on heroin, she was after a stronger high.
I picked up a large amount of fentanyl and then did like the normal amount. And then I went to drive home.
She crashed, waking up handcuffed to a hospital bed.
I knew I wanted to quit. I knew I wanted to be done, but I was so afraid of detoxing.
Morgan lives at ground zero for the fentanyl epidemic in the tiny state of New Hampshire. At New Hampshire State Police Forensic Lab, Director Timothy Pfeiffer says starting in 2014, the state saw a huge spike in overdose deaths.
I looked through the crack epidemics and the methamphetamine. We never had deaths associated with it like we do now. This fentanyl is something I've never seen before.
And Pfeiffer doesn't believe the crisis has yet peaked. I'm Pierre Thomas, ABC News. They look like zombies, parents passed out in the front seat of a car, their unknowing children buckled in the back. It's a startling image that represents the nation's latest drug epidemic. I'm ABC's senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, and this is America's fentanyl crisis. Police are using such scenarios to shame users into getting clean. But in Manchester, New Hampshire, some measures also include compassionate and non-punitive approaches.
Hey, how you doing? You made it through
every
the night.
Day, a steady stream of people who have often used heroin and fentanyl arrive at the firehouse looking for an emergency lifeline. People like Natasha Simmons.
I feel like I'm finally ready now.
Natasha had used heroin for years and had never even heard of fentanyl until she ended up in the hospital, the first of three overdoses.
I've lost everything in my life besides my life.
At Hope for New Hampshire Recovery Center, Natasha meets 21-year-old Morgan Gilman, another fentanyl sexual abuser.
You feel like you have a future now?
I do. I have a job helping people who are just like me. I get to sing at a recovery rally.
I'm Pierre Thomas, ABC News.